Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Excited to be able to share with you the end of Luke chapter 1. This is an exceptionally long chapter. I'm going to be finishing up verses 61 through 80, and this is in the World English Bible. It says this. They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." They made signs to his father. What would he have him called? He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." They all marveled. His mouth was opened immediately and his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Fear came on all who lived around them, and all these sayings were talked about throughout all the hill country of Judea. All who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" The hand of the Lord was with him. His father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been from of old, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers, to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, to grant to us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, should serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the dawn from on high will visit us, to shine on those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The child was growing and becoming strong in spirit and was in the desert until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we see this beautiful response. Once Zechariah's mouth is open, he can't help but prophesy and proclaim you. And so, Lord, help us to just recount the ways that you have saved us and loved us. And in light of that, then help us to praise you. I look back on my life and I remember back to 1982 in November when I met you. I heard about you all for about a year, but then I heard the whole story, life, death, resurrection, perfect life, sacrifice on my behalf. And just that feeling of, I finally found what I was looking for. You know, there's that U2 song, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for." That's actually not true. I found what I was looking for, and you so beautifully wooed me. And in light of that, Lord, I want to praise you and thank you all the days of my life, that my life would be a living sacrifice and an openness to your Holy Spirit. And that's my prayer for all of us today, that as we look back on what you did to save us and what you did to rescue us from the domain of darkness, transferring us into your marvelous light, that we would live as grateful Christ followers, that we would thank you for all the things that you are doing, that we would rest in knowing that that you have done great things and you will do great things. You're not finished with us yet. The best is yet to come. In fact, we have this great kingdom to look forward to, that as we're sowing our treasures in heaven, that there will be a new heavens, there will be a new earth, there will be no more crying, no more tears, no more stress, no more angst, no more worry, no more panic, and we will be finally set free from our sinful lives, and we will finally be free to worship you. But in light of that, help us to worship you now. We want to say, "Blessed be you, the God of Israel, because you have visited us and you have redeemed us. You have raised up a horn of salvation as in Jesus." And Lord, thank you for showing us mercy and remembering your holy covenant with us. Lord, that we would be delivered from the hands of our enemies. And those enemies are those principalities and powers of darkness who want to steal and kill and destroy and take away our story. Lord, redeem us, redeem our life from the pit, set our feet upon a rock, make our footsteps firm. I know I pray that phraseology a lot, but it's so, so true. And I am so grateful for all the deliverance that you have done. Lord, we want to serve you without fear. We want to serve you with holiness and righteousness before you all the days of our lives. Lord, we want to love you that way. So help us and empower us and give us the strength we need to do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Deborah Ann Saint, who's the author of The Elephant Gospel. She has written a book that kind of comes from her heart, and there is a SoundCloud audio of the first six chapters of that book that you can have for free at theelephantgospel.com. So she has a book called The Elephant Gospel, and we've talked about that a couple times this month, but she also has another one called Are You Willing? And these are other stories about what God is doing, and it's been written. She has several different authors in there to encourage you. But this is her heart. She just wants you to be set free from religiosity and from Pharisaical ways. And she wants you to know that you are forgiven, you are set free, you are loved, and that God is actually for you, not against you. So if that's a message that you need, you can either listen to the book at theelephantgospel.com for six chapters, or you can find it on Amazon. So Deborah, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you would like to be a sponsor, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com.